You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Wednesday. It's Wednesday weekly webinar day, by the way. If you remember, don't forget to join or, you know, catch up on the recorded version after it goes live, at 2 hours after. By the way, 2 days left to get 25% of the SharePickers Investment Club. If you want to get that off, go to sharepickers.com, click on the book at the top of the page. You know, the markets are miserable. It's a bit like the weather. You get a bit of sun and then it rains for 24 hours. Awful. Okay, let's look at the markets here. FTSE 100, it's up 6 tenths of 1%, 8,720. FTSE 250, up 8 tenths of 1%, 20,618. FTSE Small Cap, it's up 4 tenths of 1%, 6,717. AIM All Share, oh, it's up a little bit, yeah. 6 tenths of 1% to 712, but not far off that low recently of 707. So we are bumping along the bottom here. Really are. Brent crude commodities down 6 tenths of 1%. So $72.86 a barrel. We've got copper. Copper is rallying. And there's a reason for this. I did pick up on this. So Trump has called for import tariffs and Chile sees power outage. Of course, Chile is a big producer of copper. Anyway, concerns escalated last night after Trump ordered a probe into US copper trade and the national security grounds. The president said that the great American copper industry has been decimated by global actors attacking our domestic production. And US officials are arguing there is overcapacity and dumping in world markets that is impacting domestic US copper production. So it is up 3.5% today, copper, gapped up to $10,228 a ton. Where is Bitcoin? It's down again, but it's bounced a little bit off its low. It did hit about 85,800 yesterday, and it low intraday. It's now back up to 88,300, but it's still down for the day, a third of 1%. So it's not looking strong. Gold, it's up a quarter of 1%. Not as high, though. It came down yesterday, but 1.5%. But it's finding a floor here. So it's $2,925 an ounce. Government bond yields, The 2 years at 4.155, so it's rolling over, coming down a little bit, which is good news. And the 10-year is also down 0.5%. By the way, 2 years down 0.4%. 10-year is down 0.5%, 4.48. The pound will buy you $1.20. €1.20, I should say. Wow, that would be a big drop. And it'll buy you $1.26.5. The pound there, riding a little Dixie down. It's not. I mean, the pound strengthened a little bit then, is it, for some reason? Okay, there's no macro news today. But what I did find very interesting was Tesla shares slumped in Europe after the sales drop. So shares in electric car maker Tesla have slumped by more than 9% after the EU and UK sales fell by almost half in January. The drop in Tesla shares took the company's valuation back below $1 trillion for the first time since November 2024. Tesla has been facing stiff competition in the European market from Chinese and other manufacturers. In addition, Tesla owner Elon Musk has been making controversial political waves on both sides of the Atlantic, an analyst said. Tesla sales in January bucked European electric car sale trends, which grew by more than a third in a month, according to trade body IKEA. Instead, Tesla sales across EU, EFTA and UK fell by more than 45% and more than 50% in the EU alone. I wonder how much that is. Because I've been tempted, things you've come out with, stop using your stuff. And I wonder how many people now have been put off buying Tesla stock or Tesla cars. That is interesting. How we can affect the brand at that. Okay, some micro news, some results out from companies around about 100 million market cap or less. Just to see if they're good enough to be added to the microcap league. And I'm looking for profitable, sustainable companies. So first and foremost, Angling Direct, ANG, the leading omni-channel specialist fish and tackle and equipment retailer, is pleased to provide the following unaudited trading update in relation to the financial year ended the 31st of January 2025, ahead of announcing its final results on the 13th of May. So the board expects to report full year 25 revenue and adjusted EBITDA slightly ahead of market expectations. So that's good. You know, they're always looking for ahead of, and these are slightly ahead, which is decent. Of course, you've got, you know, below that is in line, and below it's below, but they are slightly ahead. So they've got revenue growth of 11.9%, I think 7% like for like, to 91.3 million versus 81.7. And they say this performance reflected the success of various self-help initiatives, including improved third-party ranging and availability, an increasingly compelling own brand offer, and the growth of MyAd, Omnichannel Customer Loyalty Club, to over 409,000 subscribers, an 86% increase versus the 31st of January 2024. So that's very impressive. Net cash is 12.1 versus 15.8. Since the company began its share buyback program in December, approximately 732K has been returned to shareholders as of the date of this announcement, reducing the company's shares in issue by approximately 2.5%. So market expectations for the year were 88.4, now it can achieve 91.3, and adjusted EBITDA of 3.15. Do you know what? I'm going to say watch list or ignore. Watch list. They've got revenue growth, their margins are improving thanks to their initiatives of focusing on own brand and their own loyalty scheme. And they are the biggest operator in the market with cash, which gives them optionality in regards to acquisitions. And I know from my sons, they quite like fishing. And there are reports that many influencers or celebrities are taking up fishing. Sorry, I'm yawning. I'm on these bloody drugs because of the shingles. It's affecting my nerve system, a very uncomfortable leg and backside I've got, and I've been taking these things, and they make me very drowsy. So, yeah, I'm saying watch list. I mean, it's, what are the market cap here? It's, oddly, it's not up today. It was up, it's down a bit. But the market cap of, like, 30 million, and they've got 12 million in cash, and they're profitable. And I think fishing may be growing in popularity. So it's a very, and that loyalty scheme they got, it seems to be very, you know, working them very well. So ANG watch list. Next, Avingtrans, the international engineering group, which designs, manufactures and supplies original equipment, systems and associated aftermarket services to the energy, medical and industrial sectors, today announces interim results, 6 months ended 30th of November. They've got a market cap of 115 million, revenue increased by 21.2% to 79 versus 65.2, in line with management expectations. Adjusted profit for tax was stable at 4.5 versus 4.4. Net debt had increased, though. This is due to investment, of course. But it increased to 8.9 million versus 6.1. And they said the current trading outlook, they continue to be confident about achieving market expectations for 25. And that is 161 million top line, up from 136.6. Profit for tax is expected to dip to 6.6 versus 7.3. Now, I would say watch list. They have revenue growth. Profit for tax is expected to dip this year and recover next. They're expected to do 10.7 up from 6.6 for 2026. And I would say worth keeping an eye on because this company has a very good track record of returns there. If you look at the share price going back many, many years. So AVG, add to the watch list. Next, Silver Bullet Data Services, SBDS, provider of AI-driven digital transformation services and products. Pleased to provide a trading update for the year ended 31st of December. So they've got a market cap of 9 million. By the way, where's Abing Trans today? It's up 4.2% to 365. Back to Silver Bullet. Market cap of 9 million. Revenue of 9.4 million versus 8.3. So about 13% top line growth. What's a little bit annoying here in this trading update is no mention of profit, profitability or cash. So there's a little bit of a guess here. They did say they continue to grow in EBITDA run rate expected for the year. The board delivered on its commitment of reporting a positive EBITDA run rate during Q4. This performance is anticipated to continue into 2025 as a result of good visibility. So I'm going to say watch list. There's no figures as regards cash or profits here. But in this market, top-line revenue is okay because, you know, in the backdrop they're in advertising, it's quite a tough market. So I'd say worth waiting for final results, though, to see how much cash they have and the profit and loss figures because there's not much detail on the figures in this update. Next, Traxys, TRCS, a leading transport technology provider, provides the following trading update for 6 months, ended 31st of January. Market cap 120 million, expected revenue of 36.6 versus 35.5 on like-for-like, they say. Expected adjusted EBITDA margin of 10% versus 16%, so that's gone down. Cash of 22.1 versus 16.8, so that's gone up. They do say H2 revenue and EBITDA margin performance will strengthen, underpinned by order book, including recent contract wins and underlying seasonality in traffic data and events. Now, financial year 25 performance will be influenced by a pipeline conversion in the UK North America rail markets, with procurement decisions expected in the coming weeks. Now, for the final year last year, they did 81 million versus 82 the previous year, and profit for tax dropped from 7.1 million to 1 million. So maybe a bit of a recovery play here. But the forecast, I don't have access to forecasts. But apparently they're expected to generate about 10 million in net profit this year. I can't see how that could be with EBITDA margins of 10%. But worth waiting to see if there's a recovery play on here. The shares are down today. I think, 4%, 3.78. Silver Bullet, by the way, is up about 7% at the moment, to 55 pence. And finally, Water Intelligence, a leading multinational provider of precision, minimally invasive leak detection and remediation solutions for both portable and non-portable, or potable, is it not portable? Potable. Water is pleased to provide a trading update, announcements of two acquisitions, update on the group's strategic plan, especially highlighting a partnership with Streamland. So anyway, this is just the trading update. Market cap 70 million. Revenue increased by 10% to $83.3 million, up from 76. Statutory profit for tax grew 1% to 6.3 million, up from 6.2. Net debt, though, has increased to 11.1 million versus 7 million. So their EBITDA adjusted ratio has gone up to, this is net total debt to EBITDA, has gone up to 1.48 versus 0.53 for the last set of results. but they expect to do 83 million for this year, with a normalised profit for tax of 9.1. Expect to grow to 11.2 in 2025, and revenue expected to grow as well to 97.83.3. So I'd say watch this. Fundamentals are marginally improving, but net debt has also grown, so keep a watch on that. That's it for today. Sorry it's quite short. I'm preparing for the webinar later. But yeah, feeling a bit giddy and not in sorts. Out of sorts, that's what I'm trying to say. That's how giddy I'm feeling. Don't forget, sharepickers.com. Click on the book at the top of the page to get your 25% off. Last 2 days. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.